Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, with another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 1, and today we're looking at day 3 of the public ministry of Jesus. Now, the Gospel of John in chapter 1, as we've already learned, is recording, first of all, an introduction as to who Jesus is, and then an introduction as to who John the Baptist is. So, the Apostle John has affirmed who Jesus is, the Son of God having come in the flesh, who John the Baptist is, who is a man who has been called to bear witness of Christ and to prepare the way of Christ. So now what happens on day 3 of the first week of Jesus' public ministry at Bethany by the Jordan? The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him say this, and so they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 12th hour. Now one of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. This is an encounter that Jesus has, first of all, with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist repeats a distillation of his earlier sermon by saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God." His two disciples are Peter and an unnamed disciple who, with proper study, you would see is the Apostle John, the author of this biography of the life and ministry of Jesus that's focused on the first week and the last week of his public life and ministry. This John and Peter, they then leave John the Baptist and they follow Jesus. And they ask him a question, "Where are you staying?" These two, Andrew and John, who, by the way, probably together, if not separately, had a rather lucrative fisherman business on the Sea of Galilee, they have followed John the Baptist. As they're following John the Baptist, he's preparing the way for the Messiah, and then John the Baptist bears witness, "Here's the Messiah, behold the Lamb of God." So they follow what they had been instructed to do. They left John the Baptist and then followed Jesus, and they said, "Where are you staying?" In other words, we want to be with you. We not only want to learn from you, we want a relationship with you. "Where are you staying?" And he says, "Come, you will see." I don't think he's just referring to the room he's staying in at Bethany by the Jordan. He's referring to the place he's going to prepare for us. Remember what he says? He says, "I must go away." Why? "Because I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, there you may be also." And they're not only going to see where he's staying momentarily at Bethany by the Jordan. Ultimately, they will see the place where he will prepare for them to be with him for all eternity. And then Andrew does what all of God's people do who know Christ. He immediately goes out to bring someone else to Christ. And where do you go first? Well, you go to your family. There's your first mission field. So Andrew goes and he gets his brother Peter. Very likely John has gone to get James, as we'll see a little bit later in our study of John chapter 1. So now Jesus is multiplying. Two become four. Because the two go tell others. The fact is this, is that when you come to Christ, you come to learn of him, but you come to be with him. And he is with you now by the Holy Spirit. And you will be with him because he has made you acceptable by taking away your sin. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But you got to put your trust in him. And you're following him so that where he is, there you may be also. And he will be with you to take you to be with him as well. And then, go tell somebody else. Be sure and tell your family. Be sure and tell your friends. John the Baptist bore witness, and Andrew and John, and then Peter and James, their brothers, would come and follow Jesus. And so, someone is borne witness to you, and you bear witness to others, and watch as God multiplies his people, and he fills the earth with those whom he saves, and whom he brings, and who will be brought to be with him forever. And he will be with us all the way. Peter got a new name. Well, so do you. And that is, you bear the saving name of Jesus Christ. The grass withers and the flower fades. The word of the Lord abides forever. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app. from your app store.